Saki to me.
Hey, everybody. Stetto. Welcome back to another episode of Saki to me. We're here. It's Friday. It's fire ready to ignite, and I am about to get lit. Stay tuned. See what happens. All right, guys. See you in a few. Hey, everybody. It's Stetto. I'm back here. I just want to give a shout out to my buddy Steve Pugh. He's down the road podcasting. It's Dads with Nerdy Ambitions. Check it out. DNA. Find it on, I believe, every single source you can. All right, thanks.
Saki to me.
Hey, everybody. It's Stetto, and I'm pissed today. Let me tell you that for free. Holy Christmas. T-Bot's here with me, and I'm about to scorch it.
Oh, boy.
Holy cow, what a week.
Hey.
There you go. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
No, I'll give it again.
Hey, hey.
There we go. Yeah. Oh, my God. What a week.
Yeah.
You were here. You saw most
of it. Oh, yeah. You're not having a good week.
I have been fired up all week, and it is time for me to let loose. And I'm about to let loose on a bunch of shit.
Oh, boy.
And I said the S word.
You did.
Sugar, honey, iced tea.
You did.
I'll edit that part out.
Right.
And then I'll say sugar, honey, iced tea, and then you'll know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Anyway, first off, I'm starting with 911.
Wow, we're going right to it, huh?
Right to it.
Right?
911.
No sugarcoating at all.
Ticked me right the F at sign CK off.
Wow.
No, oh, my God.
Yeah, I was pissed off, too.
I'm calling 911 because it's an emergency, and then I have to play 20 questions with them.
Yeah.
Oh, I just saw a bank robbery. Well, where are you? What's your social security number? Are you left-handed or right-handed? Do you stand upright or are you hunched over? Holy crap!
Yeah.
The robbers are getting away.
They're already gone.
They're gone. What are you doing asking me all these questions? Just go get them.
Yeah.
What is your problem here?
Yep.
Miss Dispatcher.
Miss Dispatcher.
That's her name. You know how there's Nurse Ratchet?
Yeah.
Well, now there's Miss Dispatcher. Now, that's going to be my next movie. I'm coming out with it. I don't even care. I'll tell you that for free. That really blows up my skirt. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Let me tell you, you have a lot of shit blowing up your skirt today.
Oh, my God.
Woo!
Dispatch, they had me on the line for at least 10 minutes.
Yes, they did.
If somebody shot somebody and you called 911 and then they had you on the line for 10 minutes, what in the hell good is that?
I don't know.
It's an emergency. You need to react immediately, right?
I agree.
This is horse poo. Horse poo.
Wow, you don't want to say the other
That's
word?
That's P-O-O.
You don't want to say the other word?
I don't know if you can spell that well. I don't know if you can spell all that good.
Wow.
That really blows my skirt up.
Don't take anything out on me.
Oh, I'm taking everything out on anybody.
You're not in a good way.
I am ready to lose it on society.
Not in a good way.
Honest to God, I'm just going to lose it. Absolutely lose it. I can't take it anymore. I won't. Yeah, so I had a situation here this past week.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's at some point, people may want to make it legal just to punch women at some point.
Okay, listen, I'm a woman. Let's just relax over
Well,
there,
that's
buddy.
My case in point right there.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. It will never be okay to hit a woman.
It'll never be okay.
I'm just that fired up right now that I would say something stupid like that. Honestly, holy cow. I don't know where people get off thinking that they're entitled to whatever the hell they want.
It's society.
They have no repercussions.
It's society.
It's nuts.
It's nuts, but it's the way it is.
And then, after you finally get through to 911 and get over all the ridiculous, mundane questions that they have to ask you for paperwork reasons.
Oh, yeah.
And the burglars that have gotten away and they're in the South Pacific spending all the money they just took.
The Grand Caymans.
They get here. The police or the law enforcement get here, and then they tell you that they can't do anything about it. So, what is your purpose here?
Yeah.
You have accomplished absolutely zero, and the taxpayers pay you to do nothing. They pay you to do nothing.
That's why they get the bad rap.
That blows my skirt up. I'll tell you that for free. Unreal. Every year I donate, too, to the police unions.
I know.
Because
we had this discussion.
Yep. I care about the police.
Sure.
I back them. I think that they're out there. Maybe not in a town like where we live, because it's not high crime.
Exactly.
But in the major cities.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're out there and, you know, they put their lives on the line, stuff like that.
Agreed.
I'm like, you know what? Without them, we have chaos.
I agree.
Straight chaos.
Yes.
But, man, it has become, we've come to a point in time where it is over the top enforced.
Yeah.
Like, where you can have a car, the police car could read your plates. That's too far. I'm sorry, that's too far.
Well, that's what they're doing.
I know. And something should be done about that. Yeah. Because that's not okay.
I know.
Because a lot of times, now with everything electronic, you don't always know.
Oh, you don't know.
No, you don't know if the insurance company gave up on you.
I know.
And quit and moved out of state.
Right. I mean, sometimes they'll make you pass because if you don't know or whatever. But yeah, that's how you get. That's how they get you. Then sometimes they're...
But you should be doing something wrong to be pulled over to find that out.
I'm with you. I agree.
It should not be allowed where you could just drive by and a thing goes off in a car and then they pull you over. To me, that's entrapment.
It is.
That's entrapment because who knows what's going on?
Well, that's right. You know what I mean? And they catch other things going on too in the car.
Whatever it is.
Right.
Texting.
Right.
Whatever. Drinking. Whatever you do. Right. You know? They had no right to pull you over in the first place, and they should not have known that unless you were doing something wrong. Because even if your registration is expired or you don't have insurance, you're driving normally.
Right.
You're not breaking any laws except for you don't have the insurance.
Right.
They shouldn't have the ability to know that.
No, you're right.
That's just me.
I'm with you on that.
I get aggravated about all that stuff. But that 911 stuff, that really sent me into orbit.
It did.
That stuff really blew my skirt up.
It did.
Really blew it up. Tell you that for free. Then, what was the other thing that happened with the law enforcement? Oh, I had a situation, which is why I called the 911 in the first place. Then they said they couldn't do anything about it. You know I'm going to end up in court now.
I know.
And what did I do?
Nothing.
I can't do anything.
No.
I'm literally a stone. I sit in this house 24 hours a day and do nothing.
I know.
Because I chose that.
Right.
And I'm a stone.
Right.
And yet, somehow, I still get in trouble.
Yes.
What am I doing wrong?
You're not doing anything wrong.
I'm not doing anything wrong. Why am I getting kicked?
I don't know. You probably have a big sign on the back where you just kick me.
I must. I must.
I can't think of any other reason.
I'm fairly certain you put it there. I am. You think it's funny. You think that stuff's funny. Holy cow. I was ready to lose it. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I did not put the sign on your back. Knock it off.
What were we just talking about before we went on the air? I was spouting off.
Your dad was here.
My father was here, and he was telling me how I should act. And how I should. And I'm like, Dad, it's not 1950 anymore.
Right, they're old school.
Yeah. It's like, you don't get it. I understand you want me to close my mouth.
Right.
But I'm sitting here not doing anything, and I'm still getting in trouble. My mouth is closed.
Right.
And I'm getting in trouble.
Right.
Like, now people are just taking advantage of me.
Right.
So, screw this crap.
Yeah.
I'm coming back, and people are not going to like me in a little while. They are not. They're going to be ticked off, and I'm going to set fire. Oh, man. Watch it. Watch this. And I'll keep everybody updated on how this is going. Holy cats. Tell you that for free. That really blows my skirt up. Oh, jeez.
Wow. We need to put, like, a fire extinguisher on you, man. You are pumped up.
Oh, my God. You have no idea.
No,
Honestly, the biggest thing that ticks me off, the one thing that really blows my skirt up, is the fact that it seems like everyone but myself can go out and press charges.
That's not true.
It seems to be.
Well, from right now, we're saying.
I call the police, and they're like, oh, there's nothing we can do about it.
Well.
They call the police. I'm in court the next day. Yeah, this is horse poop. Absolute horse poop. Blows my skirt up. Tell you that for free. I can't take it. I can't. I won't. This is nonsensical BS.
Okay.
Don't get me started.
I think you've pretty much done what you got to do.
You know, the police officer came here the other day after I called him. She's like, oh, I remember you. Oh, great. Oh, great.
You should have said, that's the best thing or a bad thing?
She was kind of hot, so it was a good thing. I must have made an impression. That was the only good thing that came out of this week. She was kind of hot. I'm not going to lie. Hey, how
you doing?
I like talking to you. How you doing? Hi. I'm going to edit that one out.
Whoop, there it is.
Anyway, that blows my skirt up.
Yeah. I'll tell you that for free. You didn't have a very good week.
No.
So listen, it's a new week.
It's a new week. It will be in 2 days. It's Friday.
Okay.
But it's not a new week yet.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Forgot. Still have to get to the weekend. I'm literally getting ready to just start firing people up.
Oh, boy.
It's like, at this point, what do I have to lose?
No, I mean.
Do you know what I mean?
Guess so. Yeah.
I can't keep going like this. Apparently, what I'm doing isn't working. Let's follow the rules.
Right.
Oh, and get arrested every week?
Right.
Yeah, that's cool. That's what I want to do. Sounds good to me. Let's do that. Of course, I'm sitting here by myself minding my own business, and I'm still getting in trouble.
I know.
So it's like, if I'm going to get in trouble, I might as well make it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I might as well make the trouble.
Right.
So I might as well, if somebody comes over to my house, get the hell out of here. I don't like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why not?
You are not a nice person. Go away.
go away and never come back.
Yes, because, I mean, why not?
I don't blame him. I don't blame you at all.
I'm sorry. That whole George Costanza thing, where he starts doing the opposite of everything.
Yep.
And Jerry's like, well, if everything you do is the wrong thing, the opposite would have to be the right thing.
That's right.
Am I right?
In theory.
In theory.
Right.
So here I am, minding my own business. And it doesn't matter. Every time there's a court case coming up, this comes out. Something happened.
Really?
Every single time.
Actually, you have to tell that to me.
Yeah. Every time.
Yeah.
And it's like, because they're watching. They have all the information at their fingertips, yeah. And they're watching, and they're trying to do something. Wow. They're all planning it. And they're sitting around, and they're waiting until right about now. Not because it's, I don't know, you got about 7 days.
Oh, yeah.
No, till 5 days.
For the winter, for spring solstice, whatever it's called.
No, till my next appearance.
Oh, we're talking about, okay.
So, here we go. Here it is. Right, here's something else started.
Right.
And so today, or yesterday, actually, I want to get into fathers.
Okay.
And how we are constantly kicked in the dicks. You know, it's to the point now where in this day and age, look, you go on the big social media websites, mm-hmm. especially Pinterest. That's the worst one. They feed you, especially women. Everything is geared toward women and how their husband or their boyfriend is a narcissist, is a gaslighter, is a cheater, this and that. Where it begins to turn your narrative.
No, you're right.
Into, right. You believe it. Like, you can go on there and find what you're looking for, and all of a sudden convince yourself.
Right.
That's it. That's what's happening.
Wow.
You lose touch with reality because of these websites.
Right.
You lose touch with what is actually real.
Huh.
Actually, we've lost touch.
Really?
We're not losing touch. We've lost it.
Wow.
That's why we're in a state that we are.
Wow, you're right.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
And I can't stand it. And the more I go on there, I'm like, how in the hell has nobody seen this? And why doesn't anybody question it?
Yeah, why doesn't
Which is what
question,
I do. I right. question everything.
You do question everything.
But I when I'm Pinterest, I can just type in something that I'm thinking, and I all of a sudden I have at least 50 different things on that topic.
Wow.
And I can find whatever I want to fit my narrative to make me believe that what I believe is true.
Really?
Yes. Huh. And I cannot believe how many articles there are about male narcissists and how few there are about female narcissists, when in reality, it's 50-50 at least, or probably 55-45 women.
Really?
Women don't get, they're not accused of it, or they're not, people don't think it.
Okay.
Because men are the way they are.
Well.
And if you know what I mean, men are the way they are.
Yes.
So women can go and be like, my husband was so mean to me, he did all of this. When in actuality, which is like I said to you and Casey, that you all think I just blow up and I get pissed at one point in time. No, you lit the fuse months ago and you keep it going. And then when I blow up, you get yelled at and you're like, I can't believe you're acting like this. Well, I'm acting like this because you did that for 3 months.
Right.
You were doing whatever the behavior was.
You kept going.
You kept doing it.
And I was right.
Like, you'd ask. Let's just use March Madness for an example so I can give a clear example as to
why. Fair enough. Okay.
All right. So for the months leading up to March Madness, you and Casey were both asking me the same questions over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Till finally, it's right here. I'm like, watch this. I'll show you how it works. And you keep asking me the same questions. And finally, I was like, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah. Yes, we know.
Yeah. And then you're like, why do you have to get so mad? I'm like, I answered this question at least 4 or 5 times already. You keep asking me. I was like, this fuse didn't just get lit right now. It's been lit, and it's been burning till now.
Yeah.
And I'm still answering the same questions.
Same questions.
And I'm trying to show you, and you're not even putting any, it seems like you're not putting any thought into it.
Right.
Right? That's just an example.
I know.
Right? But the fuse was lit months before.
Yes.
I didn't just blow up at that point.
No, you're right. You didn't.
I had to keep answering the same question over and mm-hmm. over and over and over. And that, personally, blows my skirt up. Blows my skirt up, I'll tell you that for free. It does. It drives me nuts when I have to answer the same question over and over and over again.
Yeah, that is true. I have seen that happen.
It's like my father, love him to death. My father walks in every morning, he asks me the same questions. I'm like, I know he's got his world right now and that stuff. But what he does, so when I blow up at him sometimes, he doesn't understand that he lit the fuse the first time he asked the question.
Right.
And yet, walking every day, I keep telling you what to do, and that, and then when you're not, it just comes to a point where I feel like you're not listening because I keep telling you the same answer, and you still don't get it.
I mean, like my parents do. We talked about this. They're just getting older. forgetting things. They're doing the things they want to do. And they want to keep doing it that way because it's the only way they knew.
I get it.
Don't like new technology. Don't like what's going on in the world.
That's fine.
Right.
And I know they're advanced in age.
Right.
And it's, I don't know if it's harder, and I won't know till I get there.
No, you're right.
In fact, I might already be there. I'm probably senile at this point now because it seems like I'm the only one that's wrong. Everybody else seems to be right, and I'm the one that's wrong.
You don't know that.
And I consistently have to ask everybody, is it me?
Yeah.
Is it me? Am I the one that's wrong here? Because this is driving me nuts.
Yeah.
I can't be wrong, but it seems like everybody is making it like I am.
Right.
Okay. And I'm like, holy horse poop. Really blows my skirt up. I'll tell you that for free. Oh, gosh.
Keep going. Get it all off your chest.
Oh, I got a lot. I got a lot. This is going to take a lot to edit. I could probably go for 45 minutes today.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Oh, man. There was something else. Not the town halls. Oh, it's the state.
The state.
The state. This state, I don't know how it is in any other state because obviously I don't live there, right? But this state, it is slow and stupid.
Really?
Holy cats.
That's your take on it?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's terrible. So I put in a request for a set of transcript.
Yep.
The woman called me today and like, oh, did you put in a request? I was like, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, we sent you an email in October. I was like, lady, that's the wrong one. You got all that wrong. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, the transcripts I'm looking for were just from like March 14th.
Right, right.
I'm like, it was like a couple of weeks ago. And she's like, let me check. Then I'm on hold for like 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
Oh, I think I found it. What were the names? I told her the names. And she's like, oh, no, that's not.
Oh.
Who was the judge? She was actually very nice. I don't want to make fun of her.
No.
She was helpful and she was very nice.
Okay.
And I don't know how it works, but how slow. And why?
Yeah.
And why does everything have to be done online now?
Oh, yeah, I don't like that either.
Nothing good comes from that crap.
Nope.
Nothing.
Make too many mistakes, takes longer. You're gonna F it up for sure.
Yeah. Oh, you pay your mortgage online? Oh, it went into the wrong account.
Yeah.
How is that possible? It's my account number.
Right.
It's my routing number.
Right.
It's everything.
Right.
Everything's right there. I can see it.
Right there.
How the hell are you putting the wrong account?
Yeah.
And I have a receipt. Oh, we'll take care of it. Well, then get off my back. It's your fault. Then they charge you like $30
oh,
to
yes.
do it.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What in the hell? Blows my skirt up. Tell you that for free.
You need a shot or something, man. You are too tense.
Oh, my God. I have... Dude, it's getting to the point where... I was saying it earlier that people are not going to like me in 2024.
Yeah.
And it's coming to fruition.
Good.
It really is.
Good.
I'm about to spout off on everyone and what I think about them.
Perfect.
And how I want, how I feel, how I think, what I see. Screw you guys. I'm going home. Tell you that for free. Can't take it anymore. I just can't take it. I can't take it. I want to beat people up.
Okay. Let's not look
you
in
can't
my direction.
Do that. That's not polite.
It's
but still,
definitely
doesn't mean
something
I don't
you are not going to do.
I'm not going to do that. I know that. But still, doesn't mean I don't want to.
I know.
I want to beat people up. Just want to smash them in the face with a brick.
Wow. That's a lot of hostility right there.
I am aggravated. Okay. I am aggravated.
Take it back that you're not going to do that.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Let's change gears for a little bit. Today, here I am talking about the state. This town.
Yeah.
Like I've said it before, I work in construction. I went down to the Planning and Zoning Board. The office, and that lady was so nice. She was helpful. She was nice. Basically got everything accomplished I was supposed
good.
To. I couldn't believe it, so I want to give a shout-out to that girl, that lady. She was
nice.
A nice young lady, and I was so happy that it went that way today.
Right.
Because it was all screwed up.
Nice.
And she helped me fix it. She
There's
made it all right.
Angels among the devils.
That's correct. So I want to say, not everything is terrible.
Not everything
just 99.7%. Like, she's in the 0.3. Which is good. Yes. Oh, my God.
I
even had to yell at my mother the other day.
Oh, that's not.
No. My mother, bless her heart.
I know.
I feel bad when I have to yell at my parents.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I get it because they're my parents and they have a different outlook.
Totally different.
Than I do.
Exactly.
And they're looking at me like I'm their child.
Yep.
Even though I'm X amount of years old.
Right.
And there's actually two X's there. Two X's there. That's old. Anyway, she still looks at me like I'm five, no matter what.
I know, because she wants the best for you.
Yes.
All mothers do.
But
take that with a grain of salt, too.
But she's kind of like my father, too.
Yeah.
It's like she looks at it where she remembers it being and not really understanding where everything is in this day and age now.
Right.
You know
That's
what I mean?
That's true. Nope.
And it's not their fault.
No.
They don't have to do this stuff. They already did it.
Right.
They did it in their time. Exactly. And I guarantee you, my grandparents were saying the same thing to my parents that my parents are now saying to me.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Except they didn't go through the same things. But still, you get what I'm saying. It's like, it's just different situations. It's not different problems.
No.
It's still, you have to raise your kids. It's just about how you raise them.
Right.
And when my parents were raised, obviously, it was a different time than when they raised me. So everything was different. They had to do things differently.
Right.
My grandparents were all of them. That's not the way it used to be. Well, no kidding. It's not the way it used to be.
Right.
And that's what I have to keep saying to my dad. I'm like, Dad, it's not 1950.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, you got to understand that. It's like, it's everything has changed.
Right.
There's so many different things. My father, bless his heart, can still barely use the microphone. Do you realize he just got a touchscreen phone like this year?
What?
He had that flip phone forever. He wouldn't change it. He wouldn't. I don't blame him because that stuff really blows my skirt up.
You don't have to always change your phone numbers, you know.
It's not your phone numbers. It's when you get a new phone or any new electronic,
yeah,
you got to set it up. You know what a nightmare that is?
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
I hate it. You think you just plug it in and turn on, boom, print. Boom, print.
Oh, boy.
That really blows my skirt up.
There is a lot of things that blow my skirt up.
Oh, I've been dying for this for a while.
It's okay.
Dying for this for a while.
Glad for me that I was here to help you out, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm glad you stopped into the studio here, into the kitchen.
Yep.
And sat down and let me vent for a while, because I still got more to say, but we're coming up on the end here, so we're going to have to cut it short.
Maybe a two-parter, just to get all out.
No.
Okay.
This can't be a two-parter. I got to save some for another episode. And I got to figure out what I hate next.
Oh, I'm sure they'll find something.
Fire ready to ignite.
That's perfect.
Yep, Friday.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening to me vent.
No problem. Always here for you.
Hey, everybody. Oh, the DMV. Oh, my God. Don't even get me started.
Oh, boy.
Ooh-wee. You know you can't even go in there anymore? All right. That's enough. All right, everybody.
Move along.
That really blows my skirt up. I'll tell you that for free. All right, everybody. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for listening. And as always, be good.
Sock-y-do-me.
Hey, everybody. It's Ditto. Thanks for checking out the show today. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, subscribe to us. We can hook up, interact. You can tell us what you like about the show. Talk about what you don't like about the show. Give us information and insight. We'd appreciate it. We only want to make the show better for you guys. Also, if you get a chance, head over to someassembly.net. That's our sponsor. And you could really use some business. All right? As always, everybody, be good.